Top of the morning to you, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your host, high performance, lucky, and crazy coach Maria. It is almost St. Patrick's Day, so let's talk today about how luck plays into our lives and how you can find your own pot of gold. Now, as I recorded this episode, while I'm recording this episode in Barcelona, Spain, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I am so lucky. I get to do this podcast from anywhere in the world. Am I lucky or what? So how many of you have heard the saying, oh, you have the luck of the Irish, the luck of the Irish? Do you know even how that phrase came about? What's really kind of interesting, the origins of the luck of the Irish saying can be traced back to the late 1800s in America during the big gold and silver rush. At that time, Irish and Irish Americans were some of the most successful miners to prosper. And that is how the saying came to be, the luck of the Irish. But was it really luck, or was it hard work, perseverance, and persistence? Because at the end of the day, luck, my friends, is simply preparation meeting opportunity. And these, quote, lucky people were willing to work harder and longer than others to achieve their dreams of building a better life for themselves and their families. Now, I want you to consider how this conversation plays into your daily life. Are you lucky, persistent, and dogged in order to build a better life for yourself and your family? And can we create our own luck? Believe it or not, we can influence our luck and reach our own pot of gold. Now, when I talk about a pot of gold, I'm not suggesting that it's gold coins, jewelry, money, or material things as has been portrayed and written about in so many tales. Now, what does the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow really mean? Well, it's different for everyone. For me personally, it is the freedom to work from anywhere, anytime. And it is the ability to empower and serve others to become their best selves, whatever that may be. So in reality, my friends, my pot of gold is all of you. So the freedom to work from anywhere. I'm sitting here in beautiful Barcelona. I've never been there before. And like, what a treat, what a gift. And sitting here with the technology that we have today, it is so awesome. What a great, great pot of gold. Just like doing this podcast. It brings me joy. And it's always my intent of doing this podcast is to make sure that I provide some thoughts for you to reflect on. I give you some encouragement and perhaps some ideas and frameworks to help you move towards your own pot of gold and creating your own luck. And we'll talk some more about luck in a minute. Now, I do know that you truly, truly desire to have more joy, happiness, productivity, and vibrancy in your life. And how do I know? Well, because of the comments and the emails and the messages that you have been sending me. And by the way, just so you know, I so appreciate them. So keep them coming. Now, if you've not found your own pot of gold, maybe you're not sure what it is. And then you're not sure why do you want it. And what may be holding you back from going after your pot of gold. Some of us and some of you have resisted going after it because you were uncertain of the outcome. We've all been there, right? Now, how can I best support you in taking the plunge for that deep desire that you have? The deep desire you have. It's time, my friends, to start dipping the toes in the water so you can reach your own pot of gold. And you cannot rely, and please don't think that you can rely on gimmicks, magic, or greed. That can be a recipe for disaster. Instead, rely on your hard work, your strategic moves, your tenacity, and your belief that anything you desire is possible. Surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals that push you to new levels of performance is really helpful. Because at the end of the day, we all want to be challenged, and that's how we grow. And maybe your pot of gold appeared before you, and you found yourself walking away from the opportunity because you were afraid of the outcome. As the old adage says, when opportunity comes a-knocking, open the door and let it in. Please, please don't forget to answer the door. I want you to step into your future. I want you to start a new chapter in your life. And don't tell me you are too young or too old. Here is what I know. We humans are regularly faced with making decisions with imperfect circumstances. Do you run away from an opportunity that presents itself, telling yourself, oh, the time is not right, and I will do it when? I will do it later. Well, good for you. You are right up there with the majority of the population. Listen, my friends, we are wired to run from making decisions. You know, the fight or flight response that puts us in the line of uncertainty, especially when the stakes are high. Now, how can we change this and make ourselves more comfortable with making brave decisions in the face of uncertainty so we can reach our own pot of gold? First of all, stop searching for it everywhere else. Your pot of gold is within you, waiting to come out. You already have it, and maybe you have not mined it completely yet. Just like those gold miners, they had to go deeper, work harder. So maybe you haven't completely mined it yet. What is holding you back? I know there's something that you want. I know there's more for you. Is it fear of the unknown? Fear of failure? Fear of ultimate success? Do you know how many people are afraid of ultimate success? And success is defined differently for everyone. And now you have all those little squirrels and hamsters inside your brain, and they're telling you no, no, no. Yet what I know is that there is one little angel inside of you, and it could be your little lucky charm, the little leprechaun encouraging you to go for it. It is time, my friends, to live your life to the fullest. Do not wait for permission. Do not wait to go after your pot of gold. You don't need anyone else's approval. It's your choice, and you are so much more powerful than you even know. Now, here's a little exercise that you can do this week. Number one, write these questions down and answer them. My pot of gold is... dot, 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 whatever it is for you. Number two, the reason I want this is because dot, 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 whatever that is for you. Number three, when I experience my pot of gold, this is how I will feel. Now, after you've written down your responses, read it out loud to yourself twice a day. Once in the morning when you wake up and once at night before you rest that incredibly beautiful head on the pillow. I would like you to jot down then one thing that you can do each day to get you closer to your pot of gold. It could be something as simple as taking a walk, eating a vegetable today, skipping dessert, drink another glass of water, call that big, big client you've been avoiding. I'm only asking that you do one thing, one thing. Tiny changes, my friends. What I know is the longer you wait, the less you are likely to get lucky. Come on, let's go. Trust yourself and be more decisive. You know it is there. Now, I want to dive a little further into this luck theory. Okay? And where does luck come from? As I said, preparation and planning. Are you creating it? And are you intentional about the outcome you wish to experience each day? It is funny. When something good happens to you, people will say, oh, John or Sue or Sally, you're lucky. And I look at them and say, it's not luck. It was intentional and created through my efforts. Now, a great British psychologist, Richard Wiseman, has studied the luck phenomenon and proved that we can actually influence luck. Follow his tips and you will learn how to become more fortunate. For most people, luck is sudden, unexpected, and indefinable. It's something they either believe in or not. But the research done by Richard Wiseman has shown that there are particular patterns all lucky things and people and losers have in their behavior, lifestyle, and mindset. Now, you knew this was coming, didn't you? Now, according to his research paper, The Luck Factor, good fortune is not a kind of magic. It's mostly your attitude. And you know how much I love attitude and having a positive attitude. Lucky people tend to be more open-minded, smiling, and easygoing, while poor underdogs live deep in their anxiety. They look tense and they feel unhappy. It all affects the decisions both groups make. It affects the opportunities they seize and the luck that they get. Now, we all know people who constantly complain about getting fewer opportunities. It's why they're not successful at work, why they can't meet the perfect partner, and why they don't fulfill their dreams. But the major problem is the inattentiveness and fear of taking risks. Being too focused on what you have or don't have in your life distracts your attention from finding, trying, and creating cool new stuff. So what to do? Keep your eyes and mind open. Do not wait for things to happen. Be the master of your life. Take control and don't fear the unknown. Next, listen to your hunches. Listen to your hunches. Getting on well with your subconsciousness can also make you luckier. Fortunate people always listen to the signals that their body and mind send, and they learn how to read them properly. However, the fortuneless are too anxious to notice a gut feeling, and they're afraid to rely on their intuition. So what to do? Clear your mind of all the usual doubts and anxiety and try to become good friends with that inner voice. You know, that instinctive voice that's inside of you. What else could you do? You've got to expect good luck. Luck is believing you are lucky. It's believing you are lucky. Yes, you are. This attitude helps most people stay positive and optimistic no matter what. You might say it looks like self-delusion and so many bad things happen and it's just impossible to be always lucky. In a way, yeah, it is true. But as you can't be 100% sure you won't get lucky, why not allow yourself some good expectations? Why not? Moreover, staying positive helps you to cope with failures and to not give up. Now, I have been criticized for being so positive, but I'm going to sit here and tell you, I'm going to continue to be positive in the face of adversity. And my hope is that the negative people will just stay away from me. So, what you can do, instead of wasting your energy on expecting the bad, use it in a more positive way and expect a positive outcome. And turn any bad luck into good luck. What do I mean by that? So, for example, I left today and I may have forgotten my umbrella and it was raining here in España. Okay? So, what did I do? I said, wait a minute. Oh, I'm going to go jump into this little cafe and enjoy a cup of coffee till the rain subsides. It happens. You ever spill coffee on your way to work? Oh, well, you know what? Let me shoot into one of the little stores and grab a new t-shirt. Maybe I can get a new one, a cool looking one. But see, that's how lucky people think. Believing in good luck is not enough for them. They just deny the existence of misfortunes. Isn't that crazy? Yes, it is. But there is no delusion in these cases. They play the hand. We play the hand that we are dealt and we don't complain. So don't dwell on bad luck. Find positivity everywhere. Find that positive little speck everywhere you go. And finally, my friends, serendipity. Yes, serendipity, which is another superstition. We can't control everything. But a lot of fortunate people believe that luck can't be attracted or influenced, but you can still increase your chances by influencing serendipity. Now, they say in order to raise the prospects of lucky chances, use the following techniques. Change your daily routine by taking a different road to the same place or eating in different restaurants. Guess what? You meet new people, new experiences. You work on new and unusual tasks when you're trying something new. So give space for more new opportunities. Give space for new opportunities. You can create your own luck. You can run into that most amazing person by taking a different route home, or eating at a different restaurant, or stopping at a new coffee house. We all can create more luck in our lives. And given that it is the week of St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to leave you with these two sayings. May your pockets be heavy and your heart be light. May good luck pursue you both morning and night. And wherever you go, whatever you do, may the luck of the Irish be there with you. That's it for today, my friends. I would really love it if you would check out my Instagram page, MariaBradfield_coaching, and follow me there. Or connect with me on my YouTube channel, Coaching with Maria. What I'd like you to do, too, is just click the share button and share this with one or two of your friends that you know needs a positive influence in their life. And until next time, I want you to stay focused. I want you to stay positive. And I want to continue to find new ways of having fun. And no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, carry the luck of the Irish in your spirit and find your own pot of gold at the end of your rainbow.